Like much of America's workforce right now, KMUW's Hafsa Qureshi has been working from home since March. There were some benefits, but a comfortable workspace wasn't one of them. She was surprised how it affected her physically and in terms of productivity. Hafsa spoke to some experts about how to make the most of working from home.
At first, it seemed like a dream. No commute and working in my pajamas? Sign me up. Then came the constant backaches and the wrist pain.
That's kind of the core to ergonomics, is fitting the workstation to the individual instead of trying to do the other way around.
That's Nancy Wilson, a physical therapist and owner of WorkSafe, a clinic in Wichita that deals specifically with work-related injuries. She talked me through the importance of having an ergonomically correct workspace when telecommuting, especially to minimize long-term issues known as cumulative trauma injuries.
Where it's just an awkward position over 6 or 8 months, all that small stress and strain has then led to a bigger injury. And because they've just worked in an awkward position for so long that muscles have shortened and joints are getting tight.
Wilson says common post-COVID ailments will be chronic headaches, neck and low back pain, tennis elbow, and sore wrists. Without the comfort of adjustable office furniture, most of us are dealing with what we've got at home, sitting at our couches or bending down to use our dining table as a desk. That, says expert Jonathan Paleo, is a major issue.
The body has limits, and when you place the body in a posture that is less than ideal, over time, the body will start to break down. So the risks that we're seeing in homes are above and beyond the levels that we see in a traditional office.
Paleo is the global vice president of Human Skill Consulting, a company that focuses on creating adaptable office products. But having a functional workspace isn't just good for your body, it's good for businesses too. Paleo says hidden costs of ergonomic issues can skyrocket companies' insurance premiums and result in poor productivity, as injured workers are more likely to take breaks or do a mediocre job because they're in an awkward physical position.
With really good ergonomics, companies can reduce their injury rates anywhere from 60 to 80%. If we design workstations to fit the body and we can put people in neutral working postures from the day they start, and we give them the information and the education that they need to work comfortably, many of these issues disappear.
According to the experts, the three biggest things to pay attention to are aligning your computer monitor with the midline of your body, correcting hand and wrist position so your arms are in a natural placement, and ensuring that your feet are firmly planted on the ground. So we might have to get creative, stacking books to heighten things or investing in a palm rest that can support our wrists. But Wilson, the physical therapist, says another big help is just remaining active.
The main thing is just to remember to move, take little micro breaks.
That story was produced by KMUW's Hafsa Qureshi.